May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah chapter 17. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. This is our text. You may be seated. In addition to this text from Jeremiah, I also wanted to read the first part of Psalm 1. You may like to follow along. It's actually the hymn we sang as our opening hymn, hymn number 705. The psalmist writes this, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Certainly, you can see the similarity between the psalmist's words and the words from Jeremiah. The righteous are compared to trees. A little background on this text from Jeremiah. We know that throughout the history of Israel and Judah, when enemies would begin to advance on the people, often they would turn to other nations, Egypt, Assyria, and the like, would turn to them for defense and military support. Nations that more often than not were actually enemies of Israel, nations that were full of idolatry and false worship. God's people put their hope for safety and protection in the hands of men. During such times, God's people themselves may have been found to be worshiping idols, or listening to false prophets, or worshiping only with their lips and not with their hearts, the true God, kind of going through the motions. And their reliance on foreign powers for military strength was really just a symptom of their failure to rely on God for all things. Their hearts turned away from the Lord, and they made flesh their strength. That historical background is part of the backdrop for these words from Jeremiah. Judah is being threatened by Babylon, and they are putting their hopes for defense in the nation of Egypt. But the people of Judah themselves, not the Babylonians, are the real problem. Their failure to turn to the Lord in repentance. But there's more going on in this text than mere alliances, mere political alliances between nations. Jeremiah is speaking much more generally when he says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. In what ways do we put our trust in other people instead of God? There are many people we may turn to rather than the Lord for certain things. Many we might love or fear more than the Lord. You may trust your financial advisor for comfort and stability more than the Lord. You may trust your doctor for good health, for a long life, more than the Lord. You may tie your hopes and dreams to the successes of others, a sports team, your children, your grandchildren, some politician. You may be tempted to love your spouse or your parents or your siblings more than the Lord. People that God puts in our lives are indeed God's gifts to us. God serves us through the financial advisor, the doctor, the farmer, the grocery clerk, the police, firefighters, the soldier. And we are to love our family. But these do not take the place of our Lord. Recall this account from Matthew chapter 12. While Jesus was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. But Jesus replied to the man who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." In summary, we are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. But the person you are most likely to trust in more than the Lord is not any of these. The flesh you are tempted to make your strength more than relying on the strength of the Lord is the very flesh you see in the mirror. It is you. We tend to trust ourselves. We want to lean on our own strength, our own intelligence, our own opinions, our own authority, rather than submitting to God's authority, rather than trusting no matter what we see or experience in this life, God will work all things for the good of those who love him. What is the result of trusting in man? The image of the shrub in the desert is a powerful one. I want you to picture a desert with one tiny little shrub there. The shrub exists. It may be alive in some physical sense, but it does not bear fruit. It is not flourishing and full of life. To dwell in the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land, as Jeremiah puts it, is to dwell in the midst of sin and demons, the haunts of death. To be where, if anything is alive, it barely hangs on. Eventually, the shrub, the wicked, die, and eventually are blown away like the chaff, as we read in Psalm 1, having no life at all. But it is not so with those who put their trust in the Lord. They are blessed. And the picture of the blessed one is different. Like a strong tree, with deep roots, fed through those roots by the waters of the stream. So strong is this tree that when the heat comes or when drought comes, it not only survives, but it flourishes. It remains green. It bears fruit. It is able by strength of root to withstand whatever stress or difficulty may come from the environment. It remains strong because it remains nourished. This, dear Christian, is a picture of the church. It is intended to be a picture of you. To be like such a tree is to drink deeply from the waters of our baptisms. You are fed by meditation on God's word day and night, as the psalmist writes. You are rooted in that word, nourished by it, so that whatever comes, whatever happens to you in this life, you remain alive, bearing the fruit of good works. When life is good, when life is difficult, when friends are many or few, when there is hope and when there is despair and doubt, you flourish. You stand strong, but not by your own power, but by the power of God that sustains you, sustaining you through his word and the sacraments. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, says Jeremiah. But this blessedness doesn't always look like we might expect. Our Lord describes that in the gospel reading this morning when he says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man." We are blessed, but not according to any measures of this world. We are blessed because Christ was poor and hungry, because he was reviled, because he was executed on a Roman cross as a common criminal. He never wavered from his father's will. Like a tree, he remained strong to the end and died on a tree that you might have his strength, the strength of a tree fed by the waters. And by his strength, he rose from the dead. All this that you might be blessed, the blessed ones. To the world, we look like the weak shrub in the desert, not the mighty tree, but that is a false picture. It is those that the world applauds, the wealthy, the famous, the powerful, those who seem to have it all together but are without Christ, those are the shrubs in the desert. And we, the poor, the weak, the conflicted church, we are the mighty oaks. And even if the world does overwhelm us in this life, should they take away all that we have, even our lives, we stand strong, for our roots extend all the way into heaven, which is our home. Therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, do not conform yourselves to the pattern of this world. Do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Rather, walk in the way of the Lord, for his word is a lamp to your feet and a light for your path. Do not stand in the way of sinners, but rather pray to your Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Do not sit in the seat of scoffers, those who would mock our faith, or those who mock God. Rather, stand firm, giving witness to your Lord, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Do not let God's word be far from you. Do not fall into habits that draw you away from his word, from this congregation, from all the gifts that Christ seeks to give you. This is what it means to trust in the Lord, to be where he is, to receive the gracious gifts that he wants to give you. And he promises that as you remain rooted in him, you will not fear when the heat of this world comes. Your leaf will remain green. You will not be anxious in the year of drought, when you are in want, when you are suffering, when you are persecuted, and you will not cease to bear fruit, the fruit of righteousness, God's righteousness that works within you. May it be so for Jesus' sake. In his name, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.